preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things. Well, welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and I kind of add parenthetically the Trump Phenomenon and versus the Deep State Radio Show, kind of a two-fold approach there. And the antithesis of Donald Trump, of course, is the Deep State. So we talk about both things, both sides of the coin. The here we are on April 3rd, 2022. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you are welcome to call into the show, although it might be limited opportunity for calling today. But I'll tell you what, don't be shy. I'll tell you, I can squeeze in quick calls. So we're going to hear a lot of Donald Trump today, because yesterday Donald Trump was in Washington, Michigan. That's a town just north of Detroit. And he gave an incredible oration before a humongous crowd, once again demonstrating everything about the MAGA movement. I don't think they anticipated it would be as cold as it was. These people stood in the cold there, outdoors in Washington, Michigan, and they were chilly. That didn't send anybody home. It didn't deter anybody from coming. And, this is terrifying to our enemies to see tens of thousands. This is a huge crowd. Only 7,000 of the 10,000 actually got into the, or maybe they packed in 10,000 people, into the steel, like a giant steel building. Like a county fair type huge building or an arena. Only that many people got into that building. All the tens of thousands of others who waited in the cold all day never got inside. And they could hear Donald Trump from the loudspeakers and so on set up outside by Donald Trump and the Jumbotron screen and so on, so they could see and hear the president. But this terrifies our enemies, the passion, the fury, the dedication of the Make America Great Again movement. This is the greatest movement in American, and I would insert the phrase in world history, but let's just go with American history. Donald Trump says it quite accurately over and over again. He says it in this speech. He says, we are one. And he leads it off the same way he's led it every time I've heard him say it. He mentions we're a family. We sure are. We are a nation. We sure are. We are one family. We are one nation. But he always starts with this word, this phrase. We are one movement. And this is Donald Trump's supreme achievement. The only one greater than his ascendancy to the presidency. And it will still be his greatest after he ascends to the presidency for the second time in November of 2024, sworn in January 20th of 2025. We'll all be here. So stay tuned. That show is coming up in only 2.5 years. that time's approaching. And, well, November of this year, that's only really 8 months away. So stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. We'll start out with that, in fact, what the president had to say about the upcoming election, November of 2022. I know each one of these we end up talking about is the most important election, the most critical election in American history, and I insert in world history, but they are. This next election will only be surpassed in importance by the 2024 election, but the 2024 election won't really even happen legitimately if we don't win in the 2022 election. If Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden retain stranglehold control of the American government in 2022, they're not going to allow a fair election in 2024. It's going to be so rife with fraud, be hard to hope that we could win in 2024 after being cheated. And of course, the only way they will prevail in 2022 is by massive fraud, massive criminality. I mean, let's face it, folks. Nancy Pelosi is a criminal. Chuck Schumer is a criminal. All of the leading Democrats, all of them, are criminals by any definition. They are criminals. And they are far more serious criminals who have done far more damage and harm to real people than street criminals, people that have committed one murder or one armed robbery or one carjacking or 10 carjackings. These people are serial criminals who have injured and damaged all of us. The greatest crime in American history has been perpetrated by these well-dressed criminals with fancy jewelry like Nancy Pelosi and fancy scarves and fancy masks and fancy ice cream. You can be a very well-dressed and ugly person and be a criminal. And you can have a lot of money and be a criminal. So the let's get to, but you can call in. Let me give you the call-in number. It's 512-248-8252. And what I'll attempt to do, if you're just raring to call in, you want to get on the air, 512-248-8252. What I'll do, just be ready with a short phone call. Be ready with a quick, punchy point that the audience would like to hear. 512-248-8252. And I'll keep my eye here on my message board here, maintained so ably by the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers. And when your name pops up, I'm going to keep one eyeball here. Look, I'm going to keep my left eyeball looking over here at my show screen, and I'll call your name and we'll put you on the air. We'll intersperse some calls with this Trump presentation. And I'm going to, rather than starting right at the beginning, I'm going to start well into the speech. Donald Trump, and this illustrates the election phenomena that we're talking about. In the middle of well into the speech, Donald Trump introduces two Michigan candidates. Now, remember, he's in Michigan. This is a Michigander audience. I'll bet you there are people who came all the way from Alaska to go to this event. I'll bet you there were people in that audience from all 50 states, but a large Michigander audience. And so he's talking about the Michigan election coming up in November and primaries before that. And he brings up two MAGA candidates. Now, this is what he's doing all across the country. Pay attention to this. And this man is doing this job for us as no other person. There is no one else even attempting this job. He, in all 50 states, in all districts and Senate and state districts and congressional districts, Donald Trump is picking the Patriot candidates. He is endorsing them. and elevating them into office, just as he elevated, I'll give you a good example, Ron DeSantis would not be governor of Florida if Donald Trump had not picked him from out of the crowd, endorsed him heavily, and pushed him into the governorship of Florida. That's just a prominent example of that phenomenon. That is the Trump phenomenon at work. And not only is he elevating people, he is also leveling people. He is bulldozing, steamrolling over the rhinos. So he is going around the country, finding our Patriot candidates, doing everything to get them elected very successfully. And he is, and of course, get them nominated as well. Then he is, at the same time, he is just lowering the boom on the rhino, phony pieces of crud who have infested the Republican Party for all of our lives, of whom we are all sick. And he is driving them out of the Republican leadership. Now, he does that right here. Now, he brings up, so we're going to illustrate here. Case in point, the candidates for Secretary of State and Attorney General of Michigan, two wonderful candidates, you're about to hear them, brought to the stage, to the microphone by Donald Trump. And this is, remember, Michigan is the state in which this incredible whips and leather governor, Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, this incredible person afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome, who cheated the elections in Michigan, who locked Michigan down, who forced Michiganders to wear masks, to get vaccinated. She arrested people. She turned Michigan into a police state. And she's still the governor. She has an attorney general and a secretary of state who went along with the whole scam, including, now, any of you Michiganders out there, correct me if you have better detail than I do, but one of these is a rhino Republican who I believe was the attorney general. And that attorney general absolutely refused to investigate or allow any discussion or exploration of the fraud that occurred in Michigan, the election, the criminality, the felonious criminality launched by people like Mark Zuckerberg. And wait till you hear Donald Trump talk about Mark Zuckerberg. He just lays it, just lets Zuckerberg have it in the teeth. But Donald Trump is there to replace this rhino attorney general and to also replace a communist secretary of state. Now, listen to the two candidates. These will be two new names for you. I'm sure few of you know these names. They're new to me. He is going to first introduce a woman, a super patriot named Christina Caramo. K-A-R-A-M-O. Christina Caramo. He is then going to introduce another super patriot, Matthew DiPerno, capital D-E, capital P-E-R-N-O, Matthew DiPerno. He's running for attorney general, and Christina Caramo is running for secretary of state. And Donald Trump elevates both of these people. They are guaranteed to win their primaries and to be the Republican candidates simply because of what you're going to hear Donald Trump do in the next few minutes. It's a done deal right there. Donald Trump, that man, one man did it. He made it happen. So he's not just a superstar candidate on his own. He is a machine. He is a bulldozer who is going through the entire political landscape as the leader of our Patriot movement. Now, so let's listen to Donald Trump. Let me find my time marking here for Christina Caramo. All right, here we go. And I'll do a little bit of intro to this. Donald Trump is going to call it the crime of the century. He's going to make the point that rhinos are worse than the communists in the Democrat Party. And he's going to make a point about Mark Zuckerberg. So I'm going to go a little bit. Christina Caramo is going to take a couple minutes to appear. But let's go to 39 minutes into the speech. Here he is. This is with my seat of the pants engineering. Let's see here. There we go. Just got about it here. Okay, here he is. This is yesterday in Michigan, the leader of your movement.
Did the first, and now we may have to do it again. May have to do it again.
Run for president.
And just to cover it quickly, because I don't want to take a lot of time, but it's coming out, this Truth to Vote, where they found all the thousands and thousands of ballot harvesters. You've seen that. Truth to Vote, where do you see that? That's coming out in 2 weeks. Where do you see those numbers? I think it's 4 or 5 million people cheating. Those numbers are coming out. Now, the press hates like hell to cover it. Oh, and they go crazy because they have a lot of live television. I'm talking about this. They don't know what to do. They're saying, should we turn off the cameras? Who cares? But right here, just quickly, in Michigan, your corrupt state official sent out 7.7 million unsolicited mail-in ballot applications to everyone on the rolls, including people that were dead and those who no longer live in the state. Other than that, it was wonderful. How many people got more than one? Actually, you wouldn't have that many. No, the Democrats got a lot more than one, but even you have a lot more than one. No, it's crazy. When you hear mail-in ballot, you can guarantee you have a corrupt election.
Beautiful.
You mail it in and somebody is supposed to be at a house and they send it back. You're guaranteed to have a corrupt election. Your radical Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, ordered. She ordered election clerks to assume that all signatures on mail-in ballots were valid, which was later found by the Michigan State Court to be flagrantly illegal. It was found. What happened? They didn't do anything. They didn't make any changes. Zuckerberg, he used to come kiss my ass at the White House. Sir, Mr. Zuckerberg is on the phone. He'd love to have dinner with you, sir. He flooded local Michigan election offices with nearly $17 million. You know, in a great state, Nebraska, a congressman is being put in jail over a few dollars that he possibly didn't even know anything about. He's going to jail, a few thousand dollars. And yet this guy gives $417 million to all these states. The money, it's passed around like pizza at a party, and nothing happens to him. They're putting this congressman, I don't know him well, but he's a congressman, and it was over a very small amount of money. They're gonna put him in jail over a number of thousands, like $20,000. And he said he didn't know about it. Now, who knows? Maybe he did, maybe 20,000. This guy did $417 million among the different states. You got millions and millions of dollars here. And the majority went to deep blue areas, and in particular, the corrupt Democrat-run cities, including the TCF Center in Detroit. That's an honest place. Where there was fraud and major irregularities. A lot of fraud, a lot of irregularities, but...
Yeah, let me just interrupt for a second. I don't know, with the audio I've provided you, whether you can hear the depth of the roar of the tens of thousands of people hearing President Trump. I mean, the steel building housing them, which is a huge building, is bulging and shaking with the earthquake vibrations of this crowd. And this is part of the Trump phenomenon, is to hear this, to witness this, to be immersed in it. You've got to do it when Trump comes to your town, and we'll announce later in the show here his next stop. He appears to be on a weekly basis holding mega rallies.
Your Democrats didn't want to look, and you have a lot of rhino Republicans that didn't want to look too. I think in many ways the rhinos are worse than the Democrats, because at least you know where the Democrats are coming from.
Now, this, what you just heard right there, folks, this is the battle, Trump versus the deep state. Think about it. Think pre-Trump. Let's see, what we can say, BT is before Trump, and AT is after Trump. I guess we're now DT, we're during Trump. The Donald Trump is the single person who put this into our daily diet of ideas. The rhinos being the problem, or the center of the problem. Donald Trump has pinpointed the rhinos, pinpointed them. It started out when he, in that first Republican debate back in 2015, when he called Jeb Bush, what did he call him? Low energy, Jeb Bush. And then he went after, one by one, he picked them off, the rhinos that were expected to win. Donald Trump upset the apple cart.
The rhinos are bad dudes. You know what rhino is? Republican, in name only. So let's get this straight. The Democrats commit massive and overwhelming voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, and they want the Republicans to go to jail for investigating and protesting a very crooked election. Well, that sounds reasonable. The people that corrupted our election, they have no problem.
Now, by the way, you couldn't see this. I hope you couldn't see it in your speakers. But what I just saw in this presentation, Donald Trump's, just to illustrate his level of leadership of our people, the crowd, he mentioned something, the crowd started to go wild with boos. Donald Trump, all he had to do, he just raised his right hand, slightly raised his right hand, which the entire audience just quieted immediately. You could hear a pin drop. In other words, he was just saying, I'm going to continue with this point. So he's doing this now. He didn't do this back in 2015 and 16. He didn't have this control, this mastery of us, of this movement that he has now. He's in much, much, much greater status of leadership now than he was then. It was tremendous then, but he's only gotten more stupendous. So he raises his hand. The crowd goes quiet. He just did that. His hand is still in the air.
The people that are looking for the truth and they're looking for the corruption, which has largely been found, they should go to jail. They should go to jail. That's what the Democrats are saying. Republicans must get tough and smart and not let them get away with the crime of the century any longer. As one critical step, we have to fire the radical Democrat officials who gave us this total calamity, starting with your socialist Secretary of State, Benson, and your lawless Attorney General, Dana Nessel. She's very terrible. She's terrible. We're joined tonight by two incredible candidates who are going to beat those extreme leftists this November. They're great people. These are great people. I know them well. First, I'm pleased to introduce your next Michigan Secretary of State. This is a wonderful woman with a beautiful mom and dad who I just met backstage. Christina Caramo. Christina. Come up, Christina. Is a mom? Come up, Christina. A college professor, a Christian, and a true American patriot.
Now, this illustrates something else that Donald Trump is doing in his fight against the deep state. Christina Caramo, that comes up, she's only running for office because she was inspired by the Trump phenomenon. She was inspired by this one man. And you're going to hear her in a moment. Donald Trump is doing this across the country, inspiring thousands of people to run for office, to volunteer for positions, to get into the battle. It's just not a one-man show. This is incredible what he's doing. So you're going to hear two of them now. Christina Caramo, new to you, new to me. Then you're going to hear Matthew DiPerno right after her. And I just want you to hear them, hear who they are. They're like you and like me. Not that different. They're people who heard the clarion call of Donald Trump to save our country. They are answering the call, just as all of you are. So here she's about to come up. He's going to give he's going to lob some praise on her.
She is a fearless champion for election integrity. In November 2020, Christina spent days at the TCF Center in Detroit and was appalled by the cheating and the corruption that she witnessed.
Now she's standing right next to him, and I don't know, my eye might be fooling me. She looks as tall as Donald Trump, who's a big guy. So I think this is a very tall woman. But here she comes.
Christina bravely stepped forward and testified to the Michigan legislature, and I will tell you, she made such an impression. That's why everybody wants to vote for her right now. They love her. But the leftist rhinos didn't care what she said. They didn't want any part. They'd say, Trump is winning big. He'll do it again. No, no. What happened in the past? Do it again. We won't have a country left. So now Christina is running for Secretary of State to clean up Michigan's election for good. And she's pledged to deliver citizenship confirmation, residency confirmation, little things like that, signature verification, the elimination of Zuckerberg Dropbox. I call them the unlock boxes, you know? They call them lock boxes. I call them unlock boxes. Ironclad chain of custody protections. And very importantly, she wants something very simple. It's called voter ID. Does that make sense? So Christina is running to defeat Jocelyn Benson, who is absolutely bad news for this state. She's so bad for this state. The diehard left-wing radical who has gutted your state's election integrity measures.
Now you can see this is not about Michigan. I know 90%+ of you don't live in Michigan. So you're going, well, what's this with Michigan? I'm not that interested in Michigan. Well, this is about you. Because what this is, I know. I'm heaping the praise on this man. You never heard of the bad Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson or the bad Attorney General Dana Nessel. You never heard of Christina Caramo, Donald Trump's going to boost her into becoming the Secretary of State of Michigan, and she's going to beat the crap out of the rhinos and the communists who stole the election. And he's going to boost Matthew DiPerno. But Donald Trump knows details about all of these people. This is true across the country. Look at think of the man, think of this person. You know, all of you listening to my voice, you're as smarter than I am. You follow politics, assiduously. That's why you're listening to this show. This is Sunday, you're not at a football game. You're not, passed out on the floor. You're listening to a political show. You know a lot. Donald Trump, he knows an incredible amount. He's following all of these details, and he's defending himself against all of these attacks. I mean, this is an incredible man, and he's doing this extemporaneously from a platform here. It's not that easy to remember all these names, all these people, all these details. Here he goes. So you're going to hear Christina, this beautiful woman, Christina Caramo. You're going to hear her in just a moment. But Donald Trump is raising an army, and these are his lieutenants. These are the officers in his army who are coming forth because of this man's clarion call.
Just weeks after the corrupt 2020 election, Benson ordered election clerks across the state to urgently delete all election files as soon as possible in order to prevent a full audit. Christina knows this. I just want to ask Christina, I know she spoke before, but I was trying to get here, we had very bad.
And she's about to speak right after this break.
And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
About to cut to, I know I'm doing a big build-up here to Christina Caramo, but here she comes. Here, we're right back. The president's introducing her.
Weather, and they said, sir, I don't think you're going to be able to make it. I said, my ass, I won't be able to make it.
She's standing next to him laughing.
No, sir, Christina. I said, what are our chances of landing safely? They said, at least 90%. I said, okay, look. Now, we had very bad weather, and there was no way I was going to miss it. And so I appreciate all the guys. That was a rough trip. I never knew an airplane could be so rough, Christina. But I'd just like to ask Christina, this is an incredible woman, respected by everybody. And if you could say a few words, we'd love it. Thank you.
First, I want President Trump. Thank you for what you did for our country. You pulled the scale off of so many people's eyes of how there's a cabal of people and leaderships bent on destroying our country. Thank you. Thank you. We actually had a person in our presidency who loved our country and who didn't do it to advance himself, but to actually fight back. Thank you. Well, that's what we need in leadership. You know, what's interesting, and according to the state of Michigan, I didn't vote in the 2020 election. And what's so interesting of all the lies told about me, That's the most infuriating thing. Like, why would I spend all that time at the TCS Center, knock doors for President Trump, and turn around and not vote? But then I FOIA'd my application to vote, proving that I voted in the 2020 election, even though, according to the state of Michigan, I didn't vote. And there are so many people across the state where, according to the Secretary of State, they voted different than they actually did vote. But we're insurrectionists, we're traitors, big lie proponents for asking questions. But then our media protects corrupt politicians and demonizes the citizens for speaking up.
Huge boom, huge roar.
I'm so excited to be your next Secretary of State to make sure that no matter who you vote for, what you believe, your vote counts and your vote isn't nullified by an illegal ballot. And I want to thank President Trump for all you've done for our country. And you know what else, President Trump? You inspired so many people to run for office, to stand up and fight back, because he cannot do it by himself. It's an army of people across our state who are fighting back, little MAGA warriors, and we're getting the job done. Thank you.
A big hug. The president hugs Christina Caramo.
Wow. Wow.
I wanted to speak more. Come up and speak again now. Look, Christina, feel good about your vote because somebody voted for you, okay? That's what happened. Many, many people all over the country, they go to vote. Republicans like to vote on Election Day. Another thing, we should go back to Election Day, not where ballots are sitting in a storage room, safely supported by you know who is supporting them, right? Where they throw our vote watchers out of, you saw that in Philadelphia, in Detroit. But the good news for Christina is that her vote counted. Unfortunately, it counted for the person that she would have never wanted to see in office because somebody else voted for it. That happened all over. People would come in to Philadelphia, Detroit, a lot of different places. They're so proud. They're so proud. I'd like to vote. I'm sorry, ma'am, but you voted before. No, no, no. This is such a big thing. Because whatever it is, Republicans want to vote on Election Day. No, no, I didn't vote. I have not voted. I love our president. I want to vote. I'm sorry, ma'am. You voted. This happened thousands and thousands of times. Now, some people were angry beyond belief. Some people started to cry. Some people just left. They said, this is the system. It's a corrupt system. We're like a third world country, and we're going to stop it. And Christina and Matt are going to lead that effort. So thank you. Great job. And your parents are beautiful. Where are your parents? Where are they? Boy, oh boy. What? Look at her mother and her father. They are beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much. You've done a very good job.
Notice what the president did here. Nobody would know who Christina Caramo is. And by the way, another great black candidate inspired by the greatest president in American history. No one would know who she was or the guy who's going to come up next, Matthew DiPerno. But he actually met with Christina before he went on the stage. He met with her parents. This man is going down to the fine grain detail of leading this army. He's like General Patton. He's going into the mess hall. He's going into the tents of his troops and meeting the privates. And he's leading in the trenches as well as riding on top of the tank with the hatch open.
And you're proud. You're proud of Christina. Thank you, Doe. Thank you. In addition, I need everyone to support. It's so important. These two positions, so important. And this is not just the election for it. This is crime in your state, crime in your cities. This is a lot of different things. But you have to support Michigan's next attorney general, a great and powerful lawyer, a tough cookie, which is what you need. Somebody said, well, he's very tough. That's what you need. Who is putting his life and reputation on the line, Matt.
Who is he talking about right there? in addition to Matthew DiPerno, putting his life and reputation on the line. He's talking about himself for the last 7 years.
DiPerno. Matt is a lifelong Michigander who has practiced law for 25 years and a conservative warrior who will never fail the people of this state. In fact, you know, when I first met Matt, he was hated. When I first met Matt, he was a lawyer up here who was hated by a lot of these weak politicians, the weak ones, the rhinos. Others loved him because he got the job done. But he did numbers on them that were unbelievable in the courts, and he really held them accountable.
Now watch this. You're witnessing this right now, folks. Matthew DiPerno, who you're about to hear, is behind. He's way behind in raising money behind the other two Republican rhino opponents who would normally, lacking Donald Trump, they would just take the office. They would be the Republicans. They have raised millions of dollars. DiPerno has not. DiPerno's way back. He wouldn't have a prayer in this race. But you watch what's going to happen starting last night with Donald Trump putting him on the podium right here. You watch Matthew DiPerno shoot, vault, leap in front of the rhinos that were ahead of him 24 hours earlier. You're going to see this all across the country as Donald Trump completely transforms the Republican Party and routs the rhinos.
He's a highly competitive person. After the 2020 election, Matt led the explosive investigation to what happened in Antrim County, where, among other irregularities, votes were switched by mistake and had to be corrected. You know, we caught them, right? A lot of votes, too. Oh, they said, it was just a mistake. Oh, okay, good, it was a mistake. The machines made a little mistake. Thank you very much for acknowledging after they get caught. Gee, that was a mistake. After people pointed out that it was impossible that Trump had lost, these are areas where we had vast majorities and we lost. So when they went in, they found out that the vote was correct, except then they found out that it was a big mistake. And they apologized. Hell of a lot of good that did us. As your Attorney General, Matt will defend your Second Amendment. He will crack down on violent crime, and he will ensure free, fair, and honest elections. But before he can defeat soft on crime, and she's soft on crime, she's only strong on Republicans, Dana Nessel this fall, Matt, who is a true warrior, and I mean this, he's a tough cookie. We need a tough cookie. He must first defeat a guy who really had a chance to do the job. He's a rhino named Tom Leonard. I don't know him. I just hear horrible things. He had a chance. Leonard is weak on election integrity, and he had his chance to correct it. He had a great opportunity to correct it, but he didn't have the guts to do so. That's not what we want. He's a rhino. He's not going to do a damn thing. Matt, say a few words. We love this guy. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, thank you, President Trump. You are an inspiration and a great leader. And I say this, the greatest president in the history of this country.
Yes, got that right.
And I tell you this, this is what the MAGA movement is about. Remember in January 2017, when Donald Trump was inaugurated, he stood on those steps in Washington, D.C. And remember that picture with those two people sitting over his left shoulder, George W. Bush and Barack Obama.
Oh!
I remember that picture vividly because President Trump said to every one of us, he said, today, I give the country back to the people.
Oh!
crowd's going wild.
That is what we mean when we say America first candidates and Michigan first candidates. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're going to do in November. We are going to beat these Democrats. No longer will we allow the elites in this country to control our elections and to control us. In the spring of 2020, Governor Whitmer shut down our state. And some of us stood up and fought against it. Never submit to tyranny.
And what he's talking about, of course, is, you know, the COVID 1984 and the lockdown. This is what Gretchen Whitmer did. And all these people in this audience, well, most of Michiganders and those who aren't from Michigan, they suffered in their own states. They had to wear the masks. They had to endure the damn vaccine mandates. You know, anybody in the military required to get a lethal injection, an experimental, harmful injection.
When I am elected as Attorney General, we will change this in this state. We will restore this state back to what it once was. A constitutional republic. I will return the office back to the law firm for the people, where I will represent every one of you. But it starts at the convention coming up. Every one of you delegates need to get to your county conventions. Donald Trump is still the leader of this party.
Bingo. So a point to be made there that Matthew DiPerno is making. I mean, who am I? Who's Kelso? I'm a radio host. Obviously a cheerleader for Donald Trump. But it's not Kelso that's cheerleading for Donald Trump. Listen to this man. He makes me look weak in my support. This is the guy who's going to be the next Attorney General of Michigan. This is a real fighter. And this is what Donald Trump has brought forth all across the country. He's inspired people to fight back. This wouldn't be happening if Donald Trump hadn't come down the golden escalator in Trump Tower in, was it July or June of 2015 with Melania.
And Donald Trump has come here today and said to every one of you delegates, support Matt DiPerno, support Christine Caramo. So let me hear it from you right now. Are you going to do that? This right here is the continuation of the MAGA movement. And we have President Donald Trump to thank for that. The 45th president of the United States, and I dare say, I hope the 47th.
Oh, they shake hands. Donald Trump is blushing. Oh, he's loving it. Crowd's going wild with the Trump chat.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Great job. And he is really tough, and it's just what you need. He is a killer. We need a killer. And he's a killer in honesty. He's an honest, hardworking guy who is feared up here. I just said, I have to beat this guy. Who the hell is he? I'm the one that said, why don't you run? I'm telling you, Matt, you're going to win. And you and Christina have just taken it by storm. Everyone loves you both. And you're going to get to the bottom of everything, and you're going to stop crime, just basic crime in this state. You look at what's happening in Detroit and other parts of your state. It's a disgrace. You'll be there, and Christina will be there. These critical nominations for Secretary of State and Attorney General will take place at the state convention on April 23rd. But the delegates for the state convention will be chosen at your county conventions on April 11th. So you have the conventions on April 11th for the county.
Now, look at the fine grain of this. Can you believe this? This man at the pinnacle, I certainly haven't. You haven't. We've never encountered a world leader who can tell you when your county convention is, which most of these people, I'm sure, were unaware of. April 11th. Okay, this is in a few days. This is in a week. This man is informing them, you've got a county convention. All of you, everybody out there, they're all Republicans. They've all got a county convention. Guess what? They're going to, for the first time in their lives, most of them, show up. And they're going to take back their party. Where these rhino insiders, this is where they grease the deals. Because they're power seekers. They show up at the county convention. They show up at all the inside meetings. And of course, we good people, we honest people, we trusting, foolishly trusting people, assuming that there's ethics in our government, we don't show up and we get screwed. But here's this man, he's telling these people, you're going to have county conventions on April 11th. And he gave another date, which I can't remember now, which was a nominating convention, I guess a statewide convention. And he's doing this in all 50 states. This is unheard of. How can he do it? How can somebody have enough hours in the day? He just got out of an airplane that flew through a storm. His crew, his pilots were telling him, we shouldn't do this flight, and it's dangerous. And the president says, my ass. You heard him say that. My ass, that I'm not going to be there. He risked his life. He flew a dangerous flight in inclement weather. He's in the cold to do this. He does all of this. And he's fighting all of these battles. He's all doing it all simultaneously in all 50 states and internationally.
County, we have some of those great delegates, candidates, and others here tonight. I'm going to introduce a few people that have been just outstanding.
Okay, we'll skip that because I gave you a good dose of two candidates, the two key ones in this occasion here. Let me go back. There's a gem earlier in the speech. I'm going to go backwards to this. You may remember, do you remember in the debate with Sleepy Joe Biden, the moderator, in ironic quotes, was Chris Wallace, this sack of garbage, Chris Wallace, who, thank goodness, he quit at Fox. And I think he signed up with MSDNC, which is where Jen Psaki is going. And Donald Trump refers to her in a mostly where he talks about her in this speech. He calls her the woman with the red hair. Oh, he lets her have it. But listen to him plow into Chris Wallace here, where he makes a wonderful statement. Let me just go back to this. Remember that debate, and everything he did, everything he said has been validated. Not every single thing. Of course, he's missed a couple of things, but now listen to what he says about Chris Wallace at the so-called debate. He clarifies what that really was.
Comes up, the fumes come up, everything comes up. It doesn't stay there. It floats to the United States, India. I love a lot of people in India, but it's very dirty. They have no pollution control. The air goes up and the air floats over to the United States. Every one of these countries, Russia, take a look at the Arctic. They call it black ice. That's from dirty factories. And yet we're clean. Our air goes up and it's clean. So who the hell gets it? Nobody knows because it's clean. But what are we doing? And we're increasing the cost. You look at these windmills that are all over the place, ruining farms, ruining land, ruining our landscape. And you remember I said it is very intermittent energy, intermittent. Remember what I used to say during the campaign, darling, darling, I'd love to watch the president. I love the president. I'd love to watch him tonight in the debate. Debating mostly the commentators, not Joe. Like Chris Wallace. I said, Joe, why did you and your family get $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow? What did you do? And Chris Wallace said, you have no right to ask that question. How good was that question now, right?
And you see what he's done there. I mean, the chickens are coming home to roost. Notice that when Donald Trump mentions Chris Wallace, there's this enormous boo from 30,000 throats. Simultaneous loud booing. Chris Wallace would never get that reaction before Donald Trump. People hardly knew who he was. The son of Mike Wallace, some people knew that. This worthless piece of garbage, Chris Wallace. But Donald Trump, he's got us fired up. We know he's educating us. You just heard a great little mini seminar there on the environmental phonies about the Green Revolution, Marxists. Beautifully, beautifully said. You know, America's got the clean water. We have the clean air. We have the clean everything. But we're the bad guys, and we have to stop driving cars. We have to stop heating our homes. We have to go with windmills. And notice the boos on the windmills. Wonderful. Again, inspired by Donald Trump, who nonstop makes fun of windmills, and he's educating the people. Now, let me just insert another little point here about these Trump rallies. This is something very key and justifies what I'm doing. You'll notice, after you listen to a bunch of these Trump rallies, you'll notice that there are repeated themes. And some people will say, well, you know, I already heard that, so I don't need to hear that again. Go on to something else. But you'll notice that Donald Trump doesn't go on to something else. Why? There's a reason. You know, somebody who's like, you know, a comedian or an entertainer, they have to mix it up. They got to vary their set. They can't play the same songs for the crowd. But Donald Trump does. There's a very important reason. He is hitting, now there's plenty of variety. I love it when little gems that sneak in. These are golden. You don't want to miss these. So when he says, Mark Zuckerberg used to come into the White House and kiss my ass. I love that. That's worth the price of my ticket, my admission right there. I got my money's worth. But you'll notice that he's hitting the drum repeatedly on key things. He comes back to them. It's not because he is not creative enough to come up with a different speech every week. He could do that. It'd be a piece of cake for him. He doesn't do it because he is educating us. He's drilling it in, and we need that. It's what we need. But we'll be right back after this break with more of Donald Trump versus the deep state.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.